what we want to be able to do eventually, right, is be able to take all these outputs, keys, right? So these Schnorr keys on the Bitcoin blockchain. And let's say I've got 7 addresses and I own money in all of them, right? I want to authorize a spend from all those 7 addresses into, like, let's say I send it to one output with a single signature. Okay. Now, what we need to be able to do is make sure you can do that with the outputs you own, but you cannot, you know, spend someone else's outputs with that single signature. That is tricky. And so you need a way of generating that joint key that creates that single signature securely when you cannot even interact necessarily with the person who created those outputs on the Bitcoin blockchain. Okay. You cannot get them to prove stuff, or you could get them to prove stuff if you're the single owner, but that's too much data on the blockchain if you defeated the purpose, right? So you don't want any proofs. You just want, like, I want to join all these output keys into a single key, create a signature under all of them, and we need to be able to do that securely and make sure you cannot spend anyone's money. That's a long-term goal, and that's not in the recent Taproot Schnorr proposal, but if we can get that, that means we can, that's pretty much the holy grail of this key aggregation, is to be able to do that securely. And we certainly can't do that with ECDSA ever, I would say. So yeah, definitely never on that one. And so that's the thing we can do with Schnorr relatively well now, and we will never be able to do it with ECDSA.